Last month's appointment of Al McWilliams to the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority Board led City Council to revise minutes to their last meeting, pass a resolution to publicly share a city attorney opinion, and ultimately may lead to council voting on the appointment again. At the heart of the issue is a question if efforts to withdraw McWilliams' name from a vote at the first meeting in September was a complete withdrawal of his nomination, so 8 votes would be required to put him on the board. Council ultimately voted to postpone a reconsideration of the appointment until next meeting, when it will be clear that only 6 votes will be required. Councilmember Stephen Kunzelman says he applauds the leadership Councilmember Chuck Warpachowski is showing by offering the reconsideration.
It's always been about process, and I think that's really what's important. It's a process to make sure that we're following our council rules. Whether there was a mistake or whether it was intended, it was clear that there was a problem. And it was a problem that was going to fester. And Councilmember Warpachowski, as a member of the prevailing side for the confirmation of the Al McWilliams confirmation, was doing the right thing.
Warpachowski says because McWilliams participated in the DDA board meeting last week, a new vote might not actually immediately remove him from the board.
If he were to lose a second vote and that weren't binding, then I hope that he would do the honorable thing and step down. I'm not actually anticipating that anybody's vote's going to be changed. Maybe they will, but I'm not doing this as a challenge of his nomination. I'm doing this as a way just to ensure trust in the process.
Concerns have been raised about content on McWilliams' personal blog and having a conflict of interest because he has a contract for work with the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. Supporters say younger professionals are underrepresented on city boards, and McWilliams had support from the director of the Main Street Area Association. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.